my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, I always pray, hello, good neighbor. I always pray that you are blessed by listening. I tell you what, I know I'm always blessed thinking about you and where you're listening and around the world, some in foreign countries, some here in the United States, and wherever you're listening, I'm just so very grateful for each and every one of you. Here's the quartet. They're singing this song we used to sing in high school almost everywhere. Let's talk about Jesus. Go ahead, boys. You sing it for us right now. Sing along with them if you know it.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme, throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, reigns throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more.
I love that song. I love that little chorus. Let's talk about Jesus. And so on, and yes. And just every day when you talking to your mate, talking to your children, talking to your family, talking to your friends, talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Little people talk about people negatively. Great people, great Christians talk about the Lord and His word and His work. And so I hope that you remember that. Well, we have a song, Hallelujah Square. The Revival Trio sings it. I love Hallelujah Square. I never knew the song till 50 years ago when I came here. And the chairman of my Board of Deacons, Ed Brownlee, he's with the Lord now, but Ed was a sharpshooter. He could lay on his back and shoot a long distance, hit a sword and split a bullet and knock out two balloons at the same time. It was just amazing, and he did it with one eye. He had an eye that was punctured when he was a young boy. He lost his eye. He did it with one eye. I don't know how he ever did it. But Ed would sing, I'll see all my friends. Well, at first he sang it, I didn't like it. You know, I just thought, oh, yeah, it's a good song. Well, I tell you what, as he would sing it, I'd think about him. And I sure love Ed Brownlee. My goodness, I owe so much to him. And I just enjoyed his singing, and I began to love this song. I think you'll love it as well. You're going to love the Revival Trio as they sang. One day, I'm going to see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful sight when we all get up there. Go ahead, trio. You sing. If you need any help, give me a nod and I'll come in and help you.
I saw a blind man tapping along, losing his way as he passed through the throng. Tears filled my eyes. I said, friend, you can't see, but with a smile unto me, I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus. His I saw a cripple dragging his feet. He could not walk like we do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Oh, but he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. Now I saw an old man, he was gasping for breath. Soon he'd be gone as his eyes closed in death. He looked at me and said, don't look so blue, for I'm going to heaven. Now how about you? And I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time
Square. Well, the scripture today, we're in one chapter, verse number 10. Now, the Bible says, if there come any unto you. That's very powerful. God's word is going to talk to you if anybody comes to you. And bring not this doctrine, the doctrine of the virgin birth, the deity of Christ. By the way, the Mormons cannot bring the deity of Christ. They don't believe it. The Church of Christ, the Church of God, if any come unto you and bring not this doctrine, the doctrine of the bibliology, the doctrine of eschatology, the doctrine of the second coming of Christ, the doctrine of the local church, the doctrine of the fall of man, the doctrine of the virgin birth, the doctrine of the deity of Christ. If any man bring not this, any come to you, bring not this doctrine. I wonder what we're supposed to do. Well, we're supposed to sit down and talk to them and visit with them. No, receive him not. That's the Bible. Receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Well, God bless you. You know, when I was in Bible college, my father-in-law hired me in 1971. And in February, he hired me. I went to work in March of 71. And I would go out door knocking all summer long. And I still had a little bit more school to finish up. So that summer, he hired me. And I went out door knocking every day at 1 o'clock, every day, hot, humid. I wasn't accustomed to that. I was from this area where there's no humidity. And it was hot and humid. And I'd knock on a door. I got an A-plus in personal evangelism, but I never saw it done. So I didn't know how to win a soul to Christ. Went all the way through college, did not know how to win a soul to Christ. And they said, well, we go over here to St. Justin's Catholic Church. I'd say the same thing. Well, God bless you. I didn't mean it, but I wanted to be kind. I didn't lead a soul to Christ all summer. I didn't know how. Don't fault me. I just did not know how. And once I saw it one time. And that night we had three people get saved, Tony Pisano and myself. And that was 50 some years ago. And I saw people getting saved. And I knew how to do it because I just watched. I knew the doctrine. I knew the Bible verses. I didn't know how to do it. God says, if any you come to your with any other doctrine, don't bring them into your house. I mentioned yesterday how that you never knew this person was saved, but you get saved, and at work you start talking to people. They, so I'm saved, and they come to you with another doctrine. The Bible says, verse number 11, for he that biddeth him God's speed is a particular of his evil deeds. He's an evil heart. He has a heart of deception. He has a heart that's going to turn you away from God. And God's word says, don't offer him God's speed. Don't do that. I found this verse in the Bible, and I thought, oh my goodness, I've done wrong. Well, God knew the error of my way, and God forgave that. God, I know that God knew my heart, but God says, don't you fraternize with them. You can teach them the Bible, but don't listen to what they say. Well, I think I saw a preacher did this, a preacher 53 years ago. A man answered him, and he asked a question. But he was there to divide the congregation. And the preacher said, wait, I'm not interested in what you have to say. He goes, well, wait, you asked me, I'm up here on the platform. This church has asked me to answer these questions. I'm answering these questions. I'm not interested in what your ways are. The guy kept it up, and they kept it up. And the pastor that was visiting, he tried to stop it. And he said, brother, I'm getting my coat and leaving right now, and you can have this pulpit, or I'm going to have you leave. But you're going to shut your mouth and listen to what I have to say. Now, you say, that's hard. No, that's Bible. And everybody booed him down. Well, he became quiet, and the man went on with his lecture and answering questions. You know, don't get involved with false doctrine, false teaching. I really believe that you young pastors, you're making a huge mistake with this contemporary churches. Huge. You don't understand. We fought contemporary all of our life. It was named New Evangelicalism. It's been named other things. But all this that you're doing, all the bringing the drums on the platform and dropping the hymns of the faith and little sermonettes little studies on the internet, and that's not of God. God has chosen the foolishness of preaching. Father, bless our listeners today, we pray. Give each one a good day and help us to say no to evil, say no to wrong, and stand up against it. Help us to stand for righteousness' sake and for this doctrine that we've been sown in our hearts. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.